Credit Suisse CEO Brady Dugan has largely been credited as bringing his bank through the financial crisis much better than its competitors, namely UBS, which had to take a Swiss central bank bailout to stay afloat.
We obviously came through the crisis in a lot better shape than many others in the industry, but in many respects, I think we've done more to remember and to take lessons from what happened during the crisis. I mean, we've really changed our business model quite substantially. I think the ROE targets that we're laying out today are a recognition of the fact that we're in a new environment now.
Dugan there referring to ROE, or return on equity targets, lowered from 18% to 15%, because the new banking environment requires a bank to have more capital or assets easily turned into cash on hand at any one time. International Basel III rules put that number at 9% of assets, while Swiss regulators want nearly 20%.
We've anticipated a lot of the changes in regulation and really evolved our business model already in a way that we think puts us in a good place to be able to deal with these changes.
Dugan may have anticipated some of those changes because Credit Suisse has been involved with much of the discussion over regulation in Switzerland. But that participation and the fact the bank signed on to the tough Swiss rules hasn't stopped some criticism.
Obviously, over the past period of time, there's been a healthy debate about what's the right direction to take. And I think that's something that's important to have. I mean, between regulators, the government, the banking system, we've been a very constructive player within that debate. And, you know, we've supported the solution that actually has been put on the table now on this new requirement for capital. One of the things that I think is important, though, is that we do have a level playing field.
Dugan wants Credit Suisse to remain competitive, he says, and other countries need to sign on to those tougher requirements so as not to put Swiss banks at a disadvantage. With his strategy already being a conservative one, he says Credit Suisse might benefit from being safe and stable, but those benefits might only be seen if other countries play by the same rules. Tony Ganser, World Radio Switzerland, Zurich.